seat for crimes that I have done. He groaned upon the tree, amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Let's sing the chorus again. That
I hope you're happy tonight.
We should be happy tonight. We got Brother Jewel Forney here to preach for us tonight. So we know that's going to be good. Look forward to that tonight. We got several prayer requests tonight. How do you pronounce that last name again? Ferrugi. Please pray for the Ferrugi family in West Virginia. They lost their daughter, Lisa. It's Brother Brandon's cousin just a few days ago. So let's remember that family. It's a very, very serious need. Please pray for Brother Chuck Dixon. He's pulled something in his back and hip. Please pray for my sister, Frances Butcher. She is healing from her broken leg and partial hip replacement, but isn't getting her strength back. That's from Sister Ruth Ann Carter. So let's remember her. Please pray for Kirsten May. She's the granddaughter of the May family. From Alabama, they stream all of our services. She's only 6 years old. She's having an urgent surgery this evening to have a rod placed into her hip, and they think it's from osteoporosis. So let's pray God just moves, does a miracle for that child. Sister Deanna Glenn turns in a request for traveling mercies for her sister, Christine Short. She's been here visiting for a couple of weeks, so she'll be heading home. They just asked for safe and flights tomorrow, no delays with the weather. And let's remember that, a financial need, and also prayer for my family and extended family. That's from Sister Sharon Dennis from the Yukon. An unspoken prayer request from the Loris family. Just remember that. Also, just another unspoken request they asked us to remember. I'm requesting prayer that God delivers me from nervousness and anxiety and gives me a settled peace. Please also pray that the peace and love of God reigns in our home and hearts of my teenagers and that they surrender their lives to Him. That's an email prayer request that we got. No name on that. Let's remember that need. Sister Linda Jablonski called to request prayer for her son, Eddie, experiencing chest pain, took him to the hospital, and they've decided to keep him overnight for observation. So let's remember Brother Eddie tonight. It's another request for that little girl getting the surgery this evening. Pray for my wife, Connie, who's having chronic diarrhea, vertigo for a long time. Just asking that she could be touched by our Savior and healer. That's from Brother Danny Mirangelo. And also, just to let everyone know that Isaac Wyco has arrived at Navy basic training yesterday. And I just ask that you keep him in your prayers as he begins this new chapter in his life, which asks the Lord to go with him. Please remember Sister Sherry Hayton's family, her mother. Sister Counts is passing soon. Sister Janet turns that in. Please pray for Kimberly Dixon. She has a broken tooth and is in a lot of pain. She also has a virus right now, so let's remember that. And then lastly, please pray for Linda Cleveland. She fell, broke her wrist today. So let's pray for her. Brother Terry, would you mind to come? And let's all stand tonight with Brother Terry as he takes these needs to the Lord.
Thank you, buddy. Are you happy to be in church? I'll tell you one reason I'm so happy. One of the many reasons I'm so happy about this message. I still have a fervency and desire and the stimulation by revelation after, 38 years we've been in the message. It's just exciting, more exciting now than it's ever been. I was just thinking this afternoon when I first came in the message in 80, 81, listened to the Seals for the first time, and all you could get back then was the reel-to-reels and the cassettes were just coming out, and I got some cassettes, and we're listening to them on the job at the post office, and I was listening to the first seal and listening to the second seal, and it got down to the end, and just brand new in the message, first time listening to the seals, he come out and talked about it with the Red Horse Rider. He said, was his sword red? That's thus saith the Lord. And I mean, I just about come out of that chair. And I called my wife at break. I said, the whole thing just opened up to me. The stimulation of my revelation, it was so exciting. It's so exciting. And it's still exciting today. It hasn't nullified or diminished, you know. Yes, we hear it. Well, I know what he's going to say. I know what he's going to say. But the revelation is still exciting today as it ever was, because it's fresh manna. It's wonderful. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, how thankful. So many reasons that I have to be thankful, Lord. Thankful that you chose me to see this wonderful end time message. Thankful, Lord, that you put a desire in my heart of still excited to come to church, still excited to listen to the tapes, to hear the fivefold ministry, to hear the prophet's voice. Lord, just to realize that I'm part of the eternal economy of God. Lord, with brothers and sisters of like precious faith gathered in this building tonight, many of them birthed into the kingdom of God, have the same feeling, desires, and exhilaration for this truth. Lord, we're thankful because it all comes for you. Nothing that we did, nothing we deserve, but by your grace, you placed that representation in us and gave us a deep calling to the deep to be able to receive and respond to that wonderful word just coming this end time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray now for these requests, that first request that was given for the person in family in West Virginia, lost a daughter, I believe it was. Lord, only you can console in a time of this bereavement. I pray that you would undertake in that behalf in each one of the requests that I hold in my hand. Many, they've been read, they've been spoken. They're in the airways now, Lord, and I believe that somebody's having faith for them. And we believe that because it's been spoken, you said just ask, believe, don't doubt. You can have whatsoever things you desire. And we are believers. We know that faith has been restored in this last day, and we are believers of this great end time truth, which is the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we believe for these requests. And I know, dear Lord, many testimonies will come in. Undertake for each one. Lord, I'm sure there's people have unsaved loved ones outside the ark of safety. People, their children, many of them not saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray for them, Lord Jesus, as Brother Jewel comes and brings us the fresh manna. Lord, let it be an ever-present water from the rock tonight as he just brings, Lord, the revelation that you laid upon his heart. Lord, whether it be new, whether it be just a confirmation of what we already know, Lord, is the way he brings it, maybe a different angle, whatever it is, might be a rebuke, might be chastisement, might be encouragement. But whatever it is, Lord, you know what we need. Give us the things that we have need of. We bless your name, and we're thankful once again we have the freedom to come and worship you in this house tonight. Receive our thanksgiving to you, Lord. We love you so much. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Brother Terry. Appreciate that. Let's sing Meeting in the Air tonight.
Well, you have heard of little Moses in the Torah. You have heard of fearless David in this sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often see. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them. That meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air. That sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear never come over here will be glorious. Oh, I do declare, and God's own Son will be. That meeting, the mourner's bench will have no place at all. Will never be a sermon preached to sinner, for the sinner has refused to hear God's call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved one. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the end. I'm going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. The singing you will hear there, earth I'm holding, will be glorious. Oh, I do declare, God's own Son will be the leading one that
seated tonight. The brothers would like to come and lift an offering for us. Let's sing I Want to Know How It Feels, G. And then if Sister Forney could give us a song after this, maybe. Brother Jewel said if you sung, maybe he wouldn't have to. That's just kind of how he put it. So we'll sing this, and then if you wouldn't mind to come give us a song, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Well, my mama and daddy talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knee. They said that nothing compared was waiting up there. How one day we would finally be free. I've never seen it. I'll keep on believing it'll be a place like I've never known. I keep my eyes on the sky, my soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I wanna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I wanna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. That I'm living is like peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load, all I've got to show is 700 things on my mind. Well, I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. More than I've ever dreamed, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. I'm gonna know how it feels. Are you gonna know to make my way down the streets of gold? I'm gonna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. To rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I'm gonna know how it feels. One more time, I'm gonna know how it feels. You make my way down the streets of gold. I'm gonna know how it feels. You have a talk with the saints of old. I'm gonna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river. that I'm living seems that peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load, I've got to show there's 700 things on my mind. Well, I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace, more than I've ever dreamed. My eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. I wanna know how it feels. You make my way down the streets of gold. I'm gonna know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. To rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real, and I'm gonna know how it feels.
God bless you all. It's good to be here tonight. We're going to try this little chorus. I was hoping Brother Jewel would sing. And be still, God will fight your battle. Be still, God will fight your battle. Be still. God will fight your battle. God will fight your battle if you just be still. Oh, keep on praying. God will fight your battle. Keep on praying. God will fight your battle. Keep on praying. God will fight your battle. God will fight your battle if you just be still. Oh, keep on singing. God will fight your battle. Keep on singing. God will fight your battle. Keep on singing. God will fight your battle. Gotta fight your battle if you just be still. Oh, keep on praising Him. Gotta fight your battle. Keep on praising Him. Gotta fight your battle. Keep on praising Him. Gotta fight your battle. Gotta fight your battle if you just be still. Oh, be still. Gotta fight your battle. Be still. Gotta fight your battle. Be still. Gotta fight your battle. Gotta fight your battle if you just be still. This is to the preachers. Oh, keep on preaching. Gotta fight your battle. Keep on preaching. Gotta fight your battle. Keep on preaching. Gotta fight your battle. Gotta fight your battle if you just be still. Oh, keep on moaning. Gotta fight. night too bad. Keep a moaning. God a fight too bad. Keep a moaning. God a fight too bad. God a fight too bad. If you just be still and be still, God a fight too bad. Be still, God a fight too bad. Be still, God a fight too bad. God a fight too bad. If you just be still.
Sure appreciate that song tonight. The Fornies are a package deal, right? We sure enjoy his preaching, but it's not the same when she's not with him. Certainly appreciate her coming and bless us with a song tonight. If we can stand tonight. You know, I found out a few years ago when Louis asked me to help him with this, I was really disappointed. It doesn't pay anything. But there's one perk. If you love a song, you can sing it as much as you want to. And I love to sing about the master of the wind. And I love to sing about knowing him. And I want to tell people that I know him. He's calmed the storms in my life. And I want you to know he'll calm the storms in your life, regardless of the storm. So that's a perk. Thank you, Louis, for this opportunity to sing the song that I want to sing over and over. Well, my boat of life has sailed on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend and he watches over me. When the breeze turns into rain, raise your hands if you know him tonight. I know again as Brother Jewel comes. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm your storm, make the sun shine again. I know.
I know the master of the wind. You say, how do you know the master of the wind? Let me ask you a question. Is you still breathing? We know about God's grace this evening. We thank the Lord. Good to be here this evening. Appreciate Brother Donnie giving us the opportunity to come up here and share the word of the Lord with you this evening. We appreciate my wife with me, my three grandsons with me. And I appreciate them being able to travel with us this evening. So we just trust God that we can say something to encourage your faith. I ain't got no new message. I'm just preaching Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So you know my style, and I'm going to helicopter. And my wife been getting on me. She said, you've been in an airplane for the last few Sundays. I told her that these pastors forgetting to fly them off the pulpit. They're leaving them up here. So when I try to land, I'm going to try to land tonight by God's grace. We trust God. So if you got your Bibles while you're standing, I'm going to go to the two places in the scripture this evening. I'm going to go in the book of Acts, the second chapter, and I'm also going to go into the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, the third chapter, Acts, the second chapter, verse 1 through 5, Timothy, 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and verse 7 and 8. The book of Acts, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads like this. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. It was all in this one place. They went over to church over here and the church over there. They all was at the same place. Hallelujah. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody up there in that house got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Everybody in the house tonight, if you ain't got it, just the place to get it. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there dwell at Jerusalem men of devout men out of every nation under heaven. Let us go to the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I want to read verse 7 and 8. And it reads like this. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We got a lot of that around the message today. Now as Jabez and Jabez withstood Moses, so do those also that resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, help me one more time to enter into the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Lord, help me to yield myself, Lord, body, soul, and spirit to your presence this evening, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I come tonight, I give you all my strength for this service. I commit my body in your hands, Father. Use it for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God. It's good to be here and good to see Brother Horn. He's still pressing on. Take this off. Can't fight with that on. Told Brother Darrell, I hate I didn't get to meet, come up here and enjoy that steak down there. I would have been looking for her since he was by. So it looked like I'm going to have to catch the ball boy on his steak down there. So hell, if he in here tonight, I'm looking for a steak down there, Daniel. Out back. But here we are. Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I like the way the scriptures start off in the book of Acts here. It says, they was all in one mind and one accord, and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit fell on the house, and everyone in the house in that one place received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That way, I like the way that started off. Everybody got the Holy Ghost that was up there. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you know it ain't nothing changed yet. The Holy Ghost ain't changed. It's the people that done changed. Hallelujah. You there, Brother Joe, how can I get it? How all God needs is somebody to get in one mind and one accord and bleed the power of the word. The Holy Ghost will come the same way. I use the title, I just shorten it up a little bit. And I'm saying my title is Crossing Over into the Book of Acts, but to shorten it up, I use Satan is trying to stop you from crossing over into the Book of Acts. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Joe, why would Satan try to fight the, out of all the books in the Bible, why would Satan try to fight the Book of Acts? Because Satan knows if you ever get the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, he knows that there is no power present, no power to come, will be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But I took another scripture that says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. In other words, as a Satan's job is to let you receive knowledge. He wants you to receive knowledge because that's what he offered to Eve. He offered Eve knowledge instead of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, he tried to tell Eve, you can bring forth children. Hallelujah. You got the same power. You'll be just like God. You can multiply yourself. You don't need God to do it. Oh, yes, she did it, but it brought death. So the knowledge that she got, it did not bring a manifestation of life. It brought death. Hallelujah. People today, the people that have studied the message so much, they have read every quote, and they can tell you every quote after quote, preacher's quote, quote after quote, and go out and commit adultery, living all kind of sinful life. It ain't the Holy Ghost. It ain't the Holy Ghost that was in the Book of Acts. So you're here, it's Satan's job here to get you to accept knowledge over faith. Accept knowledge over the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, people today, they think because they learn more, they are closer to God. If you learn a lot and you don't get the life, you are devil possessed. Because Satan has got the ability to learn. And in the way, he knew who Jesus was. Hallelujah, the demon says, hey, did you come and torment us for our time? They recognize who Jesus was. He understand that. But the point of it is, he cannot tap in on the life. I like the way the Bible tells us, let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Let us keep pressing on. Let us keep going here. Church, we didn't come. We come to church. It's time to realize here, you know, today what people done, they realize here today, they done got stagnated on the way. All they can see is that, oh, if Brother Brandon was here, we'll still have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Brother Brandon have went on. God took him off the scene, and the Holy Ghost is still here tonight to show that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God, I begin to hear. Why are we talking about the Book of Acts? Let the prophet answer this question in the oncoming storm. He said, remember, there's no two hiding places. There's just one. You might be a good member. We got a lot of them go to church. Good members of the churches, that's all right. It's the good. And he said his own word. He said, of some church, which I have no evil to say against it. But, damn, he get ready. But if that's all you have, your life is not compared with the Book of Acts. How if all you just got is a good church membership, he said your life is not compared with the Book of Acts. If the Holy Spirit that you profess to have and is not make you live like they did, In other words, what were they living? They were not living after themselves. They were living after the power of the Holy Ghost. It ain't how good they were. It's how good the Holy Ghost that was working through them. In the Book of Acts, and your life could never write another book. You better take warning. If the first vine brought forth a Pentecostal church, the second vine or a branch, rather will bring out the vine, will bring forth another Pentecost church with a Pentecostal experience, bearing the same fruit that the first church had. Hallelujah, God don't change his word. Hallelujah, God don't change his word. I'm tired of a dead church. God didn't raise up a dead church. He raised up a church that had life in it. What power! What a devil shakes when he come in here. Hallelujah. Begin to look at these things right here. Sabi, as I looked at them things, I was looking here because I realized we got to come more. We got to go a step further than just saying I'm in the message. Hallelujah, you got to step, in other words, you got to go a step further than saying I believe that Brother Brandon was a prophet. Hallelujah, and I believe that too. But we realize here that we got to step a little further than that. Let me just say these words. People, we got to realize here that Eve, she stopped for knowledge. She stopped for knowledge. In other words, when she got this knowledge right here, Satan made her feel, because she got knowledge, that she could able don't need God to tell her what to do. He told her, you'll be as God. You don't need God to tell you when to pray. You don't need God to tell you when to go to church. I can do what I want to do. No, you can't do what you want to do. Hallelujah, the bride don't do what she want to do. She do what the word of God tell her to do. Jesus, here, we begin to look at these things right here. So I'm going to look at this knowledge for a few minutes. And when Satan beguiled her, led her by deceit. He deceived her mind to believe what she was doing was right. Hallelujah. In other words, today what the devil tried to do, he tried to get us to say that we are in the message. All I got to do is believe the message I'm saying. Hallelujah, you got to go. In other words, it's just like coming out. They come out of Egypt. Hallelujah, they believe what Moses said, but they didn't get what Moses told them. Coming out is one thing, but going in is another thing. Here they was coming out of Egypt, hallelujah, and they all was quoting Moses. Moses said here, and Moses said, but when they got down to crossing over to the promised land, they did not have the faith. Amen. They were still under manna. Hallelujah, they want God to do it all. Hallelujah, if God could do it, hallelujah, I'm just going to wait on God to do it. Hallelujah, I'm going to wait on God to heal me. That was the wrong. You've been waiting too long. He already undone it. Hallelujah. What you waiting on God to heal you? And he's already done it. Hallelujah. He needs somebody to eat the old corn out of the land. It's my promise. It's my word. I take it your word, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't need a supernatural miracle to move. Your word is supernatural enough. I take you at your word. I believe your word. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Begin to look here. And then where he began to talk with anything. I'm going to deal with this knowledge. Because we done come in this is a knowledge age. Everybody know more than the preachers now. Yeah, everybody know the message now. Yeah. Boy, you can't tell them nothing. You say something they don't like, they'll pull out their telephone. But if they're wrong. Who called you to preach? Hallelujah. Did God give you anointing to do the job? Or God, are you taking up on yourself to try to judge a divine gift that God used to preach the word to you? You say, well, brother, he made a mistake. He needs to make a mistake because he's a man and I'm a man. But God don't make no mistakes. And we've seen this great falling away from the message like we never had before. Hallelujah, we done seen them falling away from the message like we never had before. Hallelujah, all these years everybody that been around the message, playing church, lying, the bridge is falling down, Miss Mary, Matt, it's over. Hallelujah, the Bible said they rose up and played. Hallelujah, don't worry, the people ain't not really getting the Holy Ghost. Everybody that play, I can quote the message, I can quote the quote, I got everything on my computer, I got it all figured out. No, you don't know Jesus Christ. Because you can quote don't mean you know Jesus Christ. It's different from a quote. It's a life of Christ in you that bring forth the word of God by power and demonstration. Hallelujah, begin to look at these things right here. I like the way the Queen of Sheba said. She said in the message of the Queen of Sheba, Christ in every church will write another book of Acts. Yeah, you know what they say when you say the book of Acts? The devil started telling you, you're preaching Pentecost. We're beyond the book of Acts. We're beyond the book of Acts, Brother Jewel. We don't need that no more. That's why you're still lying and doing everything else. Won't pay all your credit card. Amen. Truth in the way. Oh, brother, yeah, here it is. We're beyond the book of Acts. I'm going to tell you, the book of Acts was so important to God that he put four guards to guard it. He got Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John to guard the book of Acts. How many people can't find their way? They get in the book, those three, those four guards, and they get tangled up. There's a God over here. There's a God over here. But the book of Acts is a straight and narrow way. I better bag that one up with a quotation out of Revelation series. He said, then all at once they framed it around. Talking about the four gospels. And here it is, come, amen. Matthew, Mark, and John is the framework of the four gods work that protects the main tabernacle, the throne, the Pentecost blessing. Say, God, I'm not going to let you, Satan, get your hand on this book. Hallelujah, because this book right here, that's why those demons, when it comes down to the power of God, those demons had to back up. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? That book of Acts had power. That demons had to crowd. Hallelujah. So we begin to look at these things here. Revelation again, let me say, they done these things that he said. So you see every book in the Bible, every four book, gospel, gods, the Pentecostal blessings, with every scripture to back up exactly what they said, what they're going to do it with scripture. Brother Branham was a scriptural prophet. You know, today, you know, we get it. Well, brother, the scripture said this, but that brother Brad said this. And then, well, I don't need the Bible no more. Brother Brad, that is a teaching that did not come from God or his prophet. He said it is a scripture revelation. The Bible become a new book. And he said, with every scripture back exactly what they said. And now, the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles vindicated today with the four gospels. That Jesus Christ, with the four gospels, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you love him? What would he say? What did the four gospels vindicate? When Jesus walked that day and seen no demon spirit, he cast them out one by one. He set the captive free. He healed the sick. He done almighty power, and he revealed who he was. But today, people got hung up on John. When Jesus got, you know, this is strange, when Jesus got on the scene, here they was coming here, and here go Jesus coming on the scene. And here they was talking about manna. Our father had manna in the wilderness. Hallelujah, we were there. Ruth, praise our God, we seen the blessings of God. Hallelujah, and it fell down. All the manna fell down. Hallelujah, I will let you know something here. You know that they quoted Moses. They quoted Abraham. They did not quote Joshua. Why? Because they never crossed over. They never seen the power of God move like Joshua did. They were still back there waiting on something to take place. It already happened. People, we here today, I might not have been with that prophet when he stood here, but I seen the message that he brought for my day. There is God in you. The hope of glory. How do we want to deal with this knowledge? Because really, Satan don't care how much knowledge you get. He don't care about that. The reason people think heal today is too much knowledge. Oh, me and the brother back, I think Brother Jim back there talking to little bit of, I think that's who I'm talking to. He lost so much weight, I don't know what I'm talking to him. Was that Jim Babb I talked to? But anyway, somebody I was talking to. Anyway, but I want to let you know here, people, knowledge. Knowledge is what people is feeding on today. And we have got more knowledge than we ever had. Everything that you got or normally buy is something that's, you know, it's a lot different. You know, I had to learn how to work my washing machine. I didn't make that. Every day. You got your microwave today, every day. I left a plate and the guy got buttons you can hit right there and your blinds come down. I said, man, knowledge is something here. You know, brother Julia, it's all right. I like driving in an air-conditioned car. I like the way, I like some of these things. But I want to let you know, when it comes down to faith, you keep your knowledge out the door and let God move in your life. You can pull up every quote. You can pull up everything, but you might not know Christ because knowledge has nothing to do with it. Let me just back that up with the scripture so we get started here. Hallelujah. In other words, I like what the book of 1 Corinthians says. 1 Corinthians 13. Let it let Paul answer for himself. Because you know everybody's hung up in this room. I want manna. That was the Pharisees stood there. Moses, we have Moses. Jesus said, and every one of you are dead. Every one of them died in the world. They had all this teaching. It didn't do them a bit of good. How did they have all this knowledge? It didn't do them a bit of good. Because when the very revelation of that knowledge was standing there right there in their very flesh, in flesh, they could not even recognize who he was. They could not even recognize the Son of God. Hallelujah. Here you are. Paul says, do I speak with the tongues? Men, 1 Corinthians 13, starting at verse 1, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a twinkling cymbal. Now watch the next verse. And though I have the gift of prophecy, he's dealing with this here. He's going into all these wonderful things that's fallen, gifts of prophecy, and understand what? All mysteries. So you said, man, that give me something. Man, nobody can tell me I know all these mysteries. That's good. If you know all these mysteries, and if that mystery don't become a life, Christ is the mystery of God revealed, or Christ in you, the hope of glory, you are actually bound by a demon spirit of knowledge. And all knowledge. Now, we don't support ignorance. No, I don't support that. In other words, knowledge serves a purpose. We need doctors. I don't put them out. God healed by doctors. He healed by, you know, music. He healed by prayer and all this. We got to have these things. You get sick, you go to the doctor, and the doctor give you medicine. You say, oh, hallelujah, I got faith. I ain't going to take it. Boom. You say, that's knowledge. That's faith. No, that's stupidity. If I'm going to pay $85 or $100 for a pill, I'm taking it, believe me. I mean, come on, you want to inform me? I mean, I'm going to do what he said. But the point of it is, you what we need to do there, but you got to walk by faith. Lord, I believe by your power that you're going to deliver me from this spirit right here, that I won't have to take another pill. My body will obey that. You got to start speaking to your body and tell your body, I'm healed by the word of God. And all knowledge. And though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I besought all my gifts, that's good to be a good giver. But make sure you're doing it the right way. Because you don't, in other words, you know, you can't bribe your way into the kingdom of God. It ain't politics. You ought to see how much I give to the church, how much I do to the church. That's all right, but make sure you got the right revelation when you're doing it. Hallelujah, realize here, oh, brother, I'm not going to give my money to that pastor. He ain't going to buy a Cadillac with my money. Wait a minute, your money. What you want him to drop by? Hallelujah, he ain't going to buy a Cadillac. Oh, everybody, he humble. He burned. 5 quarts of oil every service. He's such a humble man. That's stupidity. You got a car that burned 5 quarts of oil, kick the piece of junk out, and buy a real car, Chevrolet. But here we are. I've been here. And leave that alone. Amen. Hope Daniel get this revelation. Here we are. And he said, and feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. So he's dealing with knowledge right here. How your knowledge is no good. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, going into the book of Acts, is where you're going to get it. How many people don't say, oh, we think we can get it today. How many churches have been in our church for years? They know the message. They never been baptized. Oh, they can quote the man. Even our young people know more about the message than more preachers do in the Baptist church. They was raised in it. How many, they recited it over and over. But you still got to come to the book of Acts. There's no way around it. He ain't leaving you nowhere. And there's no shortcuts in getting the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, they had to go up there and repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He still got the same power, the same Holy Ghost come the same way. People, not because you're in the message. It wasn't the man in the message. Let me just hit this real quick. The disciples, see today it is, where the people that got mixed up, eh? It took them all the years to realize that Brother Brandon was a man. And they finally realized he was a man. Because some says he had never made a mistake. If he had never made a mistake in his life, then he's Jesus Christ. And I want to let you know, God will not share his glory with no man. Only one man is going to get his glory. There ain't but one mediator between man and God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. And he's here tonight. That same mediator, a corporal body, is on the throne tonight. Number one man got that power. But some of them says, look here, when the disciples went up there, Jesus stood there before them on Mount Transfiguration on St. Matthew 17. And he was glorified, and a resurrection took place. The dead in Christ rose. Moses, Elijah, which didn't die, was chained with rapture. Then you got the living and the dead both standing up on Mount Transfiguration. How do you hear go to the disciples? All of a sudden, a thunder broke forth, and they say, "This is my beloved Son, who I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Peter and them are trying to make a tabernacle for one over here, a tabernacle for one over here. How long will let you know there ain't no man going to get God glory? I'm not going to get his glory. It ain't no preacher going to get his glory. My God come to lift himself up. How will you know? Because he's living on the inside of you. And then he goes here, he says this. This is my beloved Son, who I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. They didn't come back up the mountain and they got questions. And where all the supernatural took place, Brother Darrell, they says, but we got one question. Why the scripture says that Elias will first come? Still hung up on that, him still hung up on Elias. How did Jesus say he's already done come? He have? Why you didn't see it? You were still on, you were still back there trying to eat manna. He's already done come. And he told us still it was John. And we find here that when it come down to the scripture here, we find that they always kept looking back. Hallelujah. They look back to John, and it was John. But John himself said in his own word, after John came to the end of his day, he said these words, "I must decrease. I must decrease and Christ will increase. I will become the Lord. I'll become the Lord degree. He'll be exalted above King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here I am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's here tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit." Everybody says, he says these words. If you notice here, in the decreasing of John, it began to fade out, and Christ began to fade in. You ever thought about that? God, what did God change that day? You say, Brother Jew, you notice, once they crossed over into the book of Acts, the ministry of John began to get less and less. You remember when they went down there, they says, when Paul come up through the upper coast, Ephesus, and he says, what would you baptize in? They said, we were baptized under John. Paul said, that's good, but you got to be baptized over. He said, because John didn't baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He baptized you under repentance. But you must be rebaptized over in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. John began to decrease. And he began to increase. So that's why when you read the book of Acts, you will only find John's name mentioned 8 times. But when you find, if you read the book of Acts, you'll find Jesus' name mentioned 68 times in the book of Acts. Why? John began to be, look, he began to fade out, and he began to fade in, and he become Christ. This message is doing to become Jesus Christ. As Brother Brandon began to fade off the scene, Christ began to come on the scene to make the word live for your day. I'm in the message. I'm going to find somebody in the message. Church, I'm going to find somebody that was in the message or around the message. Around the message. Let us look at this. I'm going to read a quotation out of my church aid book. And he says here, 272 through 273, he talked about Judas. Judas was chosen of God. Whew. Whew. Man, that's powerful. But he didn't know he was chosen of God for one purpose, to fulfill the word of God. Some people were chosen of God to raise up in the last day in that spirit called, there'll come a great falling away. They were chosen to fall away. So every day they could be shaken and be shaken. But you to hang on to the word of God, it ain't nothing can shake you because you're not holding to man. You're holding to the Jehovah. You're holding to the revelation that you preach. He said his words, 272, see how that Judas was chosen of God. He was instructed in the truth. He shared the knowledge of the mystery. It never said he became the knowledge of the mystery. Hallelujah. It's different from sharing it and becoming it. Hallelujah. In other words, and he shared the knowledge of the mystery. He had a ministry of power granted unto him. He healed the sick and cast out devils in Jesus' name. Don't let nobody fool you because they're casting out devils in Jesus' name. The biggest drunk can do it, the biggest hypocrite can do it, if you can get the people to believe in Jesus. Yeah, it ain't that man done it, it's the power that's behind the name. Hallelujah. So he goes in and he says, but when the showdown came, he sold out for gold and politic power. He did not go up to Pentecost. Oh, brother. Had you went up there, you said, brother, they said, people said, we beyond Pentecost. Yeah, we beyond the Pentecost, the nomination of teacher. How can you get beyond Pentecost, the power of the Holy Ghost? And he says, yeah, and he didn't go up to Pentecost to receive the Spirit of God. The one that will interpret the message. The one that make it live for your day. He was void of the Spirit. Make no mistake about it. A person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receive the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word all the way. The Word become your absolute. It ain't no man. It ain't no demon spirit. It ain't nothing to stop me. My God is able. He is the Word of Word, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright of Morning Star. He's the Holy Power. Hallelujah. Let me hear. But today, he says, We don't need a new Bible. We need to put skin on this one. I say, like, you know, I don't need a, when I go to eat eggs, I just don't need a chicken to lay an egg to me. That ain't what I want a chicken for. If I had a chicken today, I wouldn't have a chicken just to lay eggs. I have a chicken so you can put skin on it. I want to see my egg revealed. And that's the way God wants to see his word revealed in this day. He don't want you to just have a Bible in your, I walk around with a Bible. I carry my Bible just like the prophet. I carry my Bible just like Brother Darrell. That don't mean nothing to God. But eat the Bible. Let it put skin behind it. Calling Jesus on the scene, we need a book of Acts again. But the only way you could do it, get back to the Bible. And get away from some of this hybrid religion. We got a lot of people been around this message for years. And we got a lot of preachers done preach this message for years. And what have they produced? Son of Man ministry, Perugia ministry, Return ministry, Seventh Thunder ministry. I don't know what else they done added in here, but they done added all kind of things in it. But I want to let you know how many people here, they done produced all that. But what about the one that produced Jesus Christ and his wife? Hallelujah. I am, what is your name? What you believe? I am Jesus. I am the Lamb's wife. When you see me, you see the Father. In that day, you will know that I'm in the Father and the Father in me and I in you. This is the revelation of this day. Your revelation is inside of you now. Hallelujah. I looked at the book of Acts, and I'm going to think about the book of Acts. Book of Acts is not just a word. The book of Acts is an action. Hey, you got it. In the world, I believe in the, I got the book of Acts, then where your action? Hallelujah. Oh, you say, I got action. What kind of action? Wowsy. Brother Homer, you know me with some oil. The devil going to make me quit church. Well, how can the devil make you quit church if God on the inside? How can the devil make you quit church if you got God on the inside? You are telling a lie. You need to rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus Christ and send him back to hell. Your action word. It's the action word. Hallelujah. When they got the power of the Holy Ghost in them, they didn't stay still. They say, like she said, be still. God is going to do the work. You don't have to help God. God knows what he's going to do. I said, yeah, this is kind of in my own words. There's a book of Acts. It's an action word. And I just thought thinking about some things that would be the kind of attached to the nature of the book of Acts. You know, just kind of looking up some definitions. And I thought about this really scrubbed me. Let's just look up the nature of the book of Acts. The nature of the book of Acts is to reveal and to enlighten. When Peter got the Holy Ghost, the scripture of Joel laid in the Bible, but they never saw it. But soon as he got the Holy Ghost, his eyes become enlightened. And he looks at the scripture and he came alive. This is not drunk man's. He could go to the scripture and see it living in him. Hallelujah. Then he goes here to enlighten, to reveal and enlighten, to manifest, is a manifestation. What were they doing? They put God in action. They manifest the word. Whole creation waiting. Waiting for what? The book of Acts. Waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Serving God we have not, but such as we have. Amen. Amen. I wonder why that ain't happen. Everybody trying to find out how to die. I'm trying to find out how to live. Here we are. Manifestation. Or the coming. Or the appearing. But now we say he's appeared, but he's still coming. That's still a corporate coming of Jesus Christ. Don't never get that out of your mind. There is a corporate coming of Jesus Christ. He didn't carry a theophany up there and said on the door. He carried a corporal body, and they looked at him that went a right out of sight. But in the resurrection, a corporal body is there, man. And we went to the library, man. Shall be called up to meet him in the earth. Hallelujah. You see, so I'm going to let us know that I don't want us to get stuck down here. I don't want to get our mind so earthly that, oh God, oh, I don't know what to do. Anyway, I tell you what to do. Let us get right with God. Yeah. Only thing that can burn that these old nature out of you is the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Outside of that, you can't get nothing to kill that old nature. But once the Holy Spirit come down by the power of God and we get a true baptism next spirit, I want to let you know when that happened in your life that nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That don't care how many battles you have. You say, you don't know. Brother Jewel, every time I see you, you smile. You seem to be happy. You don't have battles. Oh, yes, I got my share too. You don't think the devil that dumb. Hey, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head. But you can't stop him from building a nest. You can't stop him from coming in your mind and telling you it ain't no way you could be healed. It ain't no way you could be saved. Or no way you could be delivered from this devil right here. I want to let you know he's telling you a lie. If you take God at his word, and if I could get your spirit to agree with the word, it will kill your old nature. Hallelujah. Let me say this here. Let's look at this. Now we need to realize, when Brother Bennett was on the scene, he said these words, and the peoples were looking at the man. They never was looking at the message he brought. They were looking at, I was so focused on the man. They were so on the man that he was trying to see him. When he preached the seals, he says, I could count you on my hand. That the one that caught what I was saying, what he was saying. You know, in other words, some people still looking at him. Hallelujah. So when he died, they go build this memorial up at Jeffersonville, put over there, and everybody go there for Easter, looking for a man to come out of the grave. Oh, people, I want to tell you, I know, I went there in the 80s. And when everything was in the schoolhouse and everything was set up, and I said to myself, something is wrong. Hallelujah. And I kind of shook me a little bit because I'm realizing this is not what I was looking for. I was looking for something on the inside that could reveal Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want something that's real. I want something that makes this word live that been preached to me. Let it come alive. Hallelujah. Come alive. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm saying here. But let's see what his ministry come to do. Oh, they said, Brother Jewel, we got a five-fold ministry. All you got to do is press the... When I'm going to hear the five-fold ministry, well, you might as well kick Ephesians out the door. And Paul said, if an angel from heaven raised up and preached you the gospel, and I'll preach unto you. He said, let him be a curse. I don't care who it is. He said, let him be a curse. Hallelujah. Brother Brandon could never change from Paul's gospel. That's why he declared, I preach what Paul preached. He preached the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's hit this thing. I know this church believe it. That's why I preach it in a way, but they don't believe it because it's the truth in a way. Holy message thing, they preachers raising up, I'm the 7-1. I'm going to be the next Eli. That man is in a delusion by the devil. He is in a delusion by the devil. Oh, that, if you got to hear my revelation, that, come on, you real? When I couldn't read, there was no man to come and taught me how to read. I didn't get a school teacher to teach me how to read. I got on my knees. And I started praying. I said, Lord, if you can deliver me from drugs, You can deliver me from these spirits I'm bound by. I know that you can read. I said, teach me how to read. My wife would tell you, man, I was studying so much. My mama would tell my wife, she'd say, he done went crazy. Thank God. Oh, thank God for the people that done went crazy. You done forgot about yourself and got your mind on Christ. But anyway, I studied. I tried a prayer for 4 months. Lord, teach me how to read. Lord, teach me how to read, Lord. And one night I was praying. And I had some books and things there. All of a sudden, something. I picked it up. I said, I can read. There was no man to come in the room and done that. That was Almighty God. I want to let you know he's the same yesterday, that day ever of a church. It ain't no man can teach you this revelation. Let me read a quote out of 327 of the Church Age book. He said, now the messenger of Malachi 4 in Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. Right there, right. One, according to Malachi 4, we'll turn your heart back to the children's, back to the, your, we'll turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. He will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunder, which Revelation 10, which are the revelation attained in the seventh seal. It will be a divine revelation, mystery truth, that will literally turn the children's heart to the Pentecostal Father, right back to the book of Acts. Right back to the power of God. It's time for us to raise up, church. We live in the bridge. We get sick. And we decide for every box of rattlesnake to come our way. I got my own little personal diamondback rattlesnake. And my mama had this problem. My daddy had this problem. And I got it too. That is a lie from the devil. My mama might not have faith to believe it. My daddy might not have faith to believe it. But I'm going to give it back to you, devil. I'm not a sign of an old box around today. I'm healed because I have power of God telling me I'm healed, church. Back to the Pentecostal faith. Why do you think Satan's fighting this? If it ever put forth another bud, we act like that ain't in the message no more. If it ever put forth another bud, it will write another book of Acts behind it. Oh, hallelujah. You say, Brother Jewel, you say, let me see. Brother, but you don't understand. You don't understand. When Brother Brandon come back, I was in a testimony service, a brother said, we ain't going to have to do nothing. We're going to wait on Brother Brandon to return back. I said, you done missed the rapture. Because when he returns, you ain't going to see him no way. Because the dead of Christ going to come to those that got the word in them. Hallelujah, the word that got the revelation in them. Hallelujah. And the next time you see something, you see Moses and Elijah raising up, you know you done missed it. Let me just say that I'm going to read one quote from Brother Brandon's statement himself. He was not trying to point the peoples to a Brandon movement. You hear what I said? That's why you got to oversee baptizing in the name of William Brandon. That is a teaching out of the pits of hell. You said, Brother Jew, you better watch what you say. I said from hell. It ain't but one man died for your sin. Paul didn't die for your sin. Apollo didn't die for your sin. But Jesus died for your sin. He says here, Bruce Irvin. He said, I got all kinds of letters that come in the last few days calling from different places. And so, saying that I was Christ. Right. Yeah. he said, David said, what are they doing around the midst of the day? That spirit is still here. It went into the water, but it was never killed. Now it's right back among the people again, and people are going back and worshiping a man instead of God. Calling me Christ. That I was Christ. Brother, that it is a horrible, disgraceful, ungodly lie of the devil. How can people not hear what he's saying? He's trying to be humble. He calling you a devil and that's humble. He rebuking that demon on your life. That is nothing humble about that. That's a rebuke of prophecy. That's a rebuke to that devil that got you bound. That is an ungodly lie of the devil. See? I'm your brother. Now, that would run any person from the field that would make anyone that's loved Christ run from the very thing. I'm running because people is trying to make me Christ. God said, I must decrease. He increased. Then he said in his word, he said, because it can't be two of us. He was not us, a person, here at the same time. So he realized my ministry is going to fade away and Christ is going to fade in you. As he went up the scene, we begin to recognize this, that's me he's talking about. I'm the little boy that's in the mirror that he was talking about. That's me in the mirror. Christ in you. The hope of glory. The devil fights this message, church. We got to hit these demons in a way. It's just a time here. People falling away today. And some falling away because they're saying he's wrong. Then you got the other group falling away. They're saying he's God. But right between the two is the truth. Right between the truth, it's right between those two thoughts. One saying he's God and the other saying he's not. And you got it right there. And you got it right there. It's the truth. It's right between them. One, two went too far this way. One went too far that way. But I'm going to let you know today what I see in the word. He said when the revelation is some seal open, the Bible should become a new book. Your Bible should become a new book. What made it new? Because you got the Holy Ghost. This Bible was not intended to be word, that all you had was a book. This Bible was intended to be a life. I'm not really people's. I've seen a lot of miracles. Yeah, Brother Darrell had too. But I'm not dissatisfied right now. I believe it's more to this. I believe it's more than just praying for somebody with a headache. I believe it's more than praying for somebody, with a cold and cancer and all these other things, blood pressure and all these things. I believe that, man. I believe that. You say, Brother Joe, then what you believe? I believe that we're going to move forward in that. But I can't make it happen, but he can. But I'm looking for an hour that my faith could come so strong that somebody could come up with a missing limb, a wound that's been tucked out of our body, and we could say, you go home and have children, and God created a wound. You say that don't happen, it already done happened. It was a sister in Africa, she come up. They had a complete hysterectomy. Walked up in the prayer line because she didn't have a computer to tell her what to look for. So then she come up, she just simple sister, nobody, and all she wanted was some children. And the pastor that was there, he seen her come up, he thinking, because he knew the problem. What is she doing? She knows she can't have no babies. But anyway, she come up. She didn't. See, you got to get revelation like a bumblebee. Scientifically done proven he can't fly. But the point of it is he don't know it. Hallelujah. Right, what it is we know too much, church. Then you need to quit trying to know it and believe God. So she goes there and she says, I'm going to have a baby. And the pastor says, in his mind, he's thinking, We'll pray for you. I would do the same thing. We come in and they lay hands on their prayer for her, no doubt, and probably thinking, you know, like any other man. I remember when she went in the hospital. But all of a sudden, boom. Where did that come from? My God is still a creator. And I want to tell you what, he just don't stop right there. He still ain't with us. And we can have faith. Oh, people, we got to come to the point we're going to have to take God at his word. Hallelujah. If the word created the heavens and the earth, why couldn't the word create a womb? Why couldn't the word create a missing limb? You know why it don't fuck? Because we say it don't make sense. Scientifically to prove it, it ain't sense. No, it don't make that why it's created power. That's why things that God do don't make sense. It don't make sense. If it made sense, you can figure God out. But God ain't made to make sense. His meaning to have faith that God can do all things through Christ Jesus. I told man, I was talking, my wife was checking my blood pressure. I told this a couple weeks ago. I was here. Man, every time she checked that thing was 250 at the top. I said, whoa. And then she would check the bottom, and the bottom would be like 90, 195. Here come the rattlesnakes. Here they go, Brother Darryl. Come on, Jewel. You might well just realize you finished. Take them. I told my wife to quit checking that. I said, that thing ain't helping me none. I'm leaving that thing alone right there. Holy word, almost made me start thinking things I shouldn't be thinking. Holy, so what I did, she quit checking it. I went back some months later, and it dropped away from 250 down to 122, and the bottom was 80. Don't tell me God ain't a healer, church. He needs somebody. Oh, yeah, we all need prayer. Who did that had a heart attack? The one back there had the heart attack. That's who. I know that didn't seem like the right person. Which one? Raise their hand so I can see where you are. That's him. Me and him was talking in the back. I told him, you need to preach tonight. But Darryl, when you got back there, he already started preaching. So anyway, what did he say? Me and him were talking. And he said, Brother Jewel, he said, I had a heart attack. That's what they say. But that faith moved in. They checked his old heart out and everything with prayer. Hallelujah. What he did? He did not count the symptom. He looked beyond the symptom. Hallelujah. And he counted them as a lying vanity. Jonah had plenty of symptoms. Jonah had plenty of symptoms. He was in a whale belly. You talking about symptoms. But Jonah said, I count them as lying vanities. Have faith in God, church. Hallelujah. I'm going to read another, Why the Devil Hate This Book of Acts. This is the book that he's causing his problem. So his job is to keep the people's, with the concept of a scarecrow, I'm not going back to Pentecost. Come on, you think about Pentecost, we think about all miracles and shouting and all that. That's good. But really, Pentecost is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe in shouting and all that, but we've seen a lot of that. I told you years ago, I went to one of the most powerful Pentecostal preachers you heard. He laid his hand on everybody in the church. They fell out but me. Everybody was on the floor. And I'm thinking, whoa. Man, we all were kissing on the bus. All the girls hugged up, and here they were laid on the floor. I said, this is my time now. I walked up with my afro. He tried to push me down. My desire was, Lord, knock me out without me knowing it. Because I wasn't going to let him push me down. You know, and he tried everything he could. He was trying his best. He was trying to push. And I was. You said, Brother Joel, what happened? I guess he got tired. I did. They said, what you got out of the service? I said, a messed up afro. Nothing happened. All I did, but I don't let you know. So I'm don't tell you people, I'm not coming to see that. I want to see God. Come on, somebody that got bound by a demon spirit can't let go of it. Something got you bound that you can't turn loose of. I'm here to tell you, God is more powerful than any devil that got a grip of your life. My wife, she walked with a cane for 10 years. 10 years. I mean, and one day she said to me, Brother Dara, I'm throwing this cane down. But this was my revelation. I'm thinking, what in the world is you doing? I said, you sure? Yeah, I'm tired of it. Throwed it down. I still limping. I'm thinking, now you fall, ain't going to be the cane. And she limping and stuff, but she kept believing it. And all of a sudden, I noticed one day, I didn't realize it at first, but one day I looked at her and she started walking normal. And she began to confess, she started walking normal. And they said, they told her, they said, you got nerve damage and it would never be healed. But God is a creator. God is a healer. What's wrong with you, Ed? Never. People get all these things that we got now is knowledge done coming. We got so much knowledge. We study every day how to die. Don't let somebody say you got it. I got to find out what it is. Oh good. That disease didn't kill you. Diseases don't kill people. What kill you is the fear of it. If Satan ever put fear in your mind, you got it, then you got it. But if you could rip by the grace of Almighty God, you could take God at his word and resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. He's powerless. Coming down to my close here, but I want to let it run. I mean, it don't take a lot, but we want to stick with the word of God. Stand against the demon. Let me use one more quotation before I close out here. In other words, in the Church Age book, this is one, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most powerful quote that was put in the Church Age book, page 15 and 16. That was one or two of the powerful quotes that was put in the Church Age book. And then he goes in and says, he began to speak on, in the Church Age book, he said, let me show you another reason why Satan hates the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ. Christ in the church. He knows that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows that. But he don't want you to know it. All he wants you to know is everything that go around. I mean, when I walked, let me finish this out. When I went into Africa that time, they had a paper. Soon as I went in, I was in Uganda, and they had soon as you got off the plane, the lady had these papers say, you better read about malaria, because they had some outbreak of malaria disease, and they said, you better take one. And she come up, she gave it to me, and everything. And I went there, and I went to read. I said, oh, no. Because if I read this, and when them chills hit me, I'm going to start thinking, oh, boy, I done got malaria. If I don't know what it is, then I'm going to be like that bumblebee. I'm just going to fly off. Hallelujah. We know too much, devil. We know too much about what the devil said, but what about God said? Take no thought. Take no thought. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and day and forever. He changed not. He knows. That a whole lot more than 90% of the theologians. We got a lot of them in the message. Here we do. We got a lot of them. Brother Jewel. Then he says, he knows that since God is immutable in his nature, then he is just as immutable in his ways. Thus, Satan knows surely that the original church at Pentecost with the power of Mark 16 in action. I told you the book of Acts is an action word. That means if I got it, there got to be some action somewhere. Hallelujah. That way, you know, we done talked to me. Oh, sisters, you believe a lot of times. If I could only get to one of the preachers to pray for me, Brother Jewel, Brother Darrell, Brother Horn, when he got lay hands on me, hallelujah, I'll be healed. All you got to do is get to the Word of God and lay your, take the oil. If it's your baby sick, you can't get the brother done. You can't get the brother done. You take that oil in the name of Jesus Christ and you anoint your child and you command that devil in the name of Jesus Christ to let go of your child. Is it you two sisters? The Holy Ghost ain't got no respect of person. And actually, let me just read that one over again. Satan knows that the original church at Pentecost, with the power of Mark 16 in action, that the true church is the true church of Jesus Christ. Jesus claimed as his own. All else is false. It has to be. Now remember this: Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Show me where you took it out of. The book of Revelation shows how the Antichrist spirit will come into the church, defiling it, making it lukewarm, formerly powerless. That's what the devil wants, is a powerless bunch of group of people. Hallelujah, they're trying to figure God out by science. You don't need signs to be here. You just got to get down there, Lord. I'm going to take you at your word. By your stripe, by your word, I'm healed. Your word came to heal me. I don't care what I feel like. It exposed Satan, reveal his work, attempt the destruction of God's people, and the discredit of God's word. Right down to the end time, he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He know that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, that she can do the greater work, she will be our invisible army, unconquerable church. Musicians, come back tonight. And he says, if they get a true revelation of the two spirit within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit. What kind of Antichrist spirit going on today? Jezebelism, Baalism, making a man God, which is an Antichrist. Then brother said, you make me an Antichrist. We need to withstand that spirit that's trying to make a man Antichrist. You can't make your pastor Antichrist. You can't make me a God. I'm a man. To do so, you make us Antichrist. I remember years ago, a pastor was so, the people so caught up in a man's spirit, he drunk out of a bottle, a cup, rather, and all the people fighting on who can get his anointing. And his anointing, he was committing adultery with the secretary. But here we are. That's the truth anyway. In the word, and by the Antichrist spirit, and will be powerless before her. He will be as, that word right there, I didn't know it, defied. Well, today, as when Christ withstood his effort and gained a power over him in the desert, Satan hates revelation. He hates revelation. Because revelation enlightened it and uncovered his power to make you stay in darkness. He hates that. But we love it. He will, with true revelation in our life, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. But we will prevail over them. So we realize here why we need it. So we could conquer. So we could conquer every demon spirit, every power that Satan got. We are made more, saying that one, than conquerors. way we live shall be low our privileges, church. Young people feel like today it's been a falling away from the young generation. And reason it is, technology done got so powerful that now I live in a community where me and my wife live. It's a lot of people live out there. School been out, let's say, 2 months almost. Brother Darrell, in a community that size, I ain't saw one kid outside playing. When school was out in our day, you hear some noise. Hey! All kind of stuff was going on. You knew somebody was alive. I told my wife, I said, where are the kids? I know they out there because when time to go to school, I see them standing at the bus stop. What are they? They has in the inside knowledge. It was all right when we looked at the world, but it's in our ranks now. It just, it ain't got that ability. You a kid today wouldn't know how to put a pillow on a bike.
That's right.
When I was a boy, we learned how to build it. You didn't get nobody, didn't buy you no bike. You see a piece here, you see a piece there, you got a bike. But they don't need a bike today. All they got to do, they can ride anywhere they want to. Don't have to leave the room. You know, they sung a song in the world that was had a demonic power about it. But really, it's the truth today. It was called Needle in a Spoon. Take a trip and don't have to leave the room. That's what they're doing today. They riding a bike without going outside. They're shooting a gun without going hunting. If you're going to go hunting, get a real gun. Put some meat on the table. Hallelujah. This thing, he knows my name. May God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. May God bless you tonight. He knows my name. You know, don't let a spirit hold you back. People get depression is one of the powerful devils that's around the message. It's a spirit that people just love because it breeds self-pity. They worship the spirit so long. Some people love to be sick. Everybody gonna be feel sorry for me because I got this demon of sickness. Wowsy, wowsy, woo. I don't like to be sick. I don't want to be sick. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Jew, you gotta die with something. Why not die healthy? Hallelujah. Why not die healthy? Jim Dimitri mama lived to be 112 years old. In Kumasi, West Africa, and they were 112 years old, at wild meat, at wild berries, and she lived to get 120 years old, had a mind, and died healthy.
Glory.
We got here all this medicine, all this technology. If we can get to save me, we done good. Because Satan, but God got a way. He got a way that you don't have to be bound by spirits. You don't have to be bound by demon power. If a demon got such control of your life and you can't break it, you need to come and say, God, I want to be delivered from that demon spirit that got me bound. God didn't call us to be bound by demon spirits. He called us to be set free. Set free by the power of Jesus Christ. If Jesus don't do what he said, I'll throw the Bible away. I don't need a dead God. I don't come to serve a dead God. Hallelujah. If I want to read a history book, I'll go get one. But I want a God that's alive.
Amen.
A God that's real today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you sing that song, you know, always give a need for prayer. But if you don't, you got everything tonight. You could take God at his word and be healed.
Amen.
You say, but sometimes, brother, why people get prayer for them? Because sometimes everybody's faith ain't on the same level. We might as well just admit it. If my faith wasn't on the same level, I'm going to make sure God, whatever it takes, let me get it. You say, Brother Jewel, I got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. You can't even treat your wife right. Come on, man. You got a devil on you. Oh, you got the Holy Ghost, lady. You can't treat your husband right. You got a devil on you. And the devil trying to split your home up. Fussing and fighting is not of God. and more fighting you get today in between husband and wife. How did I get on there? But it's the truth in a way. You say, but Brother Julie, you and your wife used to fast and fuss. You kidding? We had to die too. But by God's grace, God gave us strength over the years to realize, what do we get from it? I love her. She loved me. Been with her 40 years. I raised her. But she's still. Praise God. God bless you, my friend.
Counts the stars one and all, and knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just. Cause he knows my name. Don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. Answers to the questions of life. I know in whom I have believed, cause he knows my name, every step that I take. Sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything. All creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take. My name, but I'm overwhelmed by the pain. find, 'cause He knows my name. Father, I see that You are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing by Your side, holding Your hand. So let Your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Oh,
thank you.
the King. Let the worshipers arise. Let his sons, his daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King.
I'm so thankful that he comes and visits on a Wednesday night. Let's sing tonight, Somebody Ought to Testify, in F. We'll just change the tempo here tonight. I believe God's touched a lot of people tonight. And I don't think we need to wait for symptoms to leave or wait for results. I think we need to believe tonight, start testifying. I think Brother J.D. Whitson feels like testifying tonight. I manage the ER. I got a safety report of his elevated troponins today that I got to fuss at a nurse for not charting what she was supposed to. So I saw what the doctor was confused about on the front end. There were some things that didn't look good, didn't look right. But I'm thankful he's here with us tonight. I want to testify. Somebody ought to testify.
God, I live. Oh, God, I die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Fell down on my knees and called on God in prayer. I thanked him for his blessings. I named him one by one. But most of all, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Somebody ought to testify. Those three Hebrew boys could testify how God took the heat out of that fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lions were made pillows for my head to lay. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh God, I'll live. Oh God, I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Those Hebrew boys, they could testify how God took the heat out of that fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lions were made pillows for my head to lay. Somebody ought to testify. Testify.
Sing it as you go tonight.
Somebody ought to testify.
Ooh, somebody ought to testify. Oh God, I live.
Oh God, I die. Somebody ought to testify.
Somebody ought to testify.
Ooh.